On the 5th of January this year, the town of Eden, just north of the New South Wales-Victorian border, was on high alert. The fire to their south was approaching, and the HMAS Adelaide was anchored off the coast, ready to provide assistance. It was an incredible sight, really. As tension rose, sailors and residents suddenly saw the Allied Natural Wood Exports woodchip mill erupt in flames across Twofold Bay. Kel Henry is the general manager of that mill and a local oyster farmer. He spoke to Matt Bevan about the day the mill caught fire.
The mill was fairly heavily impacted by the fire. There was people in place to try and stop it getting into there. There'd been a lot of work done beforehand, but it did get through the defences, and it impacted on the chip stocks, on some log piles as well, and some machinery. And also the conveying systems and so forth were impacted on fairly heavily.
Mm-hmm. But not terminal for the mill?
No, not terminal. No, we have plans to rebuild and get back into business. And they're well underway now, the planning stages of that. And that's where we're heading.
I suppose it's not something that's completely, out of the realms of possibility at a woodchip mill that something like this might happen.
That's true. You hope it's not going to happen, certainly as seriously as it did. This particular fire is one out of the box entirely. I mean, burning for so long, so far, and so much is really unexpected, but that's what's happened, so we need to deal with it.
Do you know how long it will be roughly until it'll be up and running again?
No, that there's a lot of work to go in before that actually occurs. We'll start an interim operation in amongst the cleanup and rebuild process. So we're working on that now, but timing to actually get it up and running as a full-time operation again. We need to deal with our insurers and lots of other things at this stage.
I think the community will be glad that you're coming back online, though, because you're a big employer in the area, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're a major employer in the area, and the community are very much on side as far as getting this business back up and running, and that's our intentions.
Given you've got your finger in two separate pies, the forestry and the oyster industry, how do you see this affecting the sort of the bigger Valley Shire long term in terms of the amount of money that's able to be generated here?
That's a major thing that everybody needs to be considering. Forestry is an enormous employer in the area, and likewise the aquaculture industry is also. It's probably the third biggest employer in the entire Bega Valley Shire, and almost every single estuary has been impacted on one way or another. And so we all need to be very aware of that and be very, very careful and diligent going forward. So the outcomes, we hope, aren't anywhere near as serious as the possibilities, but time will tell on that.
Time will tell indeed. Kel Henry is the general manager of the Allied Natural Wood Exports Mill near Eden, and I'm sure a lot of you remember the sights of that day when the mill was on fire, when one headland and HMAS Adelaide was there on the coast and people were still on the beach. It was quite something. Kel was speaking with Matt Bevan.